Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.
Last month, we heard about the exceptional results of the A-level students at Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate. Today, we're hearing about the students who've taken BTEC courses. I met a few of them.
Hi, I'm Oscar Kennedy, and I'm studying triple BTEC business, which is extended diploma at level 3.
My name is Jevon Simpson. I do diploma science, subsidiary engineering, subsidiary sport, and subsidiary diploma business.
Hi, I'm Tan. I'm doing the extended diploma in art level 3.
Whoa, 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 hang on. Before we hear from them properly, are you clear on what a BTEC actually is? Let's get a crash course with someone who should be pretty clear on what a BTEC is.
Nicola Askin, I'm head of year 13 in faculty, and that's the side of the school that offers a dual post-16 offering, both A-levels and BTECs. And we do that because we know that not every student's successful at A-level. Being able to be successful at A-level requires a certain set of skills, and students don't always have those, but that doesn't mean they're not able, capable, and very successful at university. So BTECs for us provide us an alternative. We choose some of our BTECs because they offer breadth, a breadth of subject that they might not get at A-level, and that suits our students well. But we offer the BTEC alternative to allow these students an opportunity to demonstrate what they're capable of.
So who are BTECs for, and how do they differ from the traditional A-level route?
If we look at students who do well at GCSE, but perhaps A-level is just that little bit too far, BTECs allow them a progressive opportunity. So you're assessed continually rather than terminal examination at the end. But what it enables our students to do is see the progress as they move along. It's like a ladder. Every unit gives them points. Every set of points takes them a little bit further to wherever they're heading. We do work very closely with them on that progress. They're fully aware of what they've got, where they want to be. You know, we discuss what grades they would like to achieve and whether that's possible. So they feel that they're as in control of that as we are. It is hard work. There's no pretending. The new BTEC system that came in has changed the goalposts somewhat. But a student who is good at time management, listens, takes advice from teaching staff, and continually keeps their progress rate and their work rate consistent should do very well. And that's the reason we get the results we do. Our students, I think, appreciate it is a two-way system. We work with them as much as they work with us.
Right, all clear? Good. Let's go back to our student triumvirate. Why did they choose to take BTECs? We start with Oscar.
I originally started going down the A-level route, and at my old school, I was in a situation where I wasn't able to choose the A-levels that I wanted to do because from a young age, I was told basically that I was going to go down a certain route because of the sets I was in. So I used to be set for maths, science, English, and I was in the bottom set for all of them. So they basically picked my A-levels for me almost. So when I came here, BTEC was just the other option, essentially, that I really wanted to try because there's no exams and it was just a change in pace. And I was allowed to do what I wanted to do, which was why I chose to do BTEC.
Earlier, we heard Jevon was doing a variety of courses. Why did he decide to do them as BTECs?
The first reason I chose it as BTEC is because those courses were available as a BTEC compared to something like engineering. That's not offered as an A-level. So the biggest reason, one of the reasons I chose BTECs was because of the variety of courses. When I first started, I didn't really know what I wanted to go on further. So the reason that I did, I got a wide range of BTECs, was so I had a different qualification in different areas, so it kind of kept my options open for when I leave school.
And it can also be a great solution for those who have some idea what they want to do, but not quite sure how they want to specialise. People like Tarn.
I have chosen BTEC because it gives me opportunity, because at first I didn't know what I want to do for my career when I was year 12, but I know that I want to do something in art. So the teacher suggests me to do BTEC, and I did like 3D work or textile, fashion, fine art. So I try many stuff in art.
Queen Ethelberger's runs two schools at the higher end of their learning offer. The college runs A-levels, while the faculty offers the more vocational BTECs. Doing this allows them to tailor education to the needs of the students. But how do the staff help make the decision on which school they should go to?
When a student joins a school or progresses up into Key Stage 4 or 5, then we look at what previous information we've got on them, so what their performance measures are. Because they do give us some indication, and it's safe to say that they can help us to guide, but that's not the only decision-making factor. We also look at them as a student, what career intentions they may have, and if they know that, then that's brilliant because we can help them to choose the correct pathway. It's also about guiding them and advising them as a person. What do they enjoy doing? What are their learning skills? Do they know what styles they prefer when it comes to being taught and learning? And if a student starts to tell you that they prefer the skills that suit BTEC, then we will naturally recommend a pathway that suits them, because being happier, being more comfortable and working to what are your talents and skills invariably produces a student who does better.
So how has the BTEC experience been for the students? Oscar explained how the learning mirrors the pressure and workload of a work environment.
I would expect for a teacher to hand me an assignment every 2 weeks and say, get this on my desk by 2 weeks, and then as soon as I've handed it in, expect another one after weeks of teaching. So I would expect to never have that stage where I feel like I'm not working, but I'm never working so hard that it's a real problem.
Jevon also described the experience.
It can be at some points a lot of pressure. Sometimes some of the assignments might maybe bigger than others, but that's what kind of goes with BTEC. Sometimes you may have something that's bigger than another one, but the workload is kind of always constant. You always seem to be working at the same pace, and that's something that I liked. I like to keep myself busy, and you work along the same kind of path throughout the whole year. And as long as you keep that steady work rate and you manage your time correctly, then that's how you can kind of you get to the highest kind of grades and carry on with the work.
This is all well and good, but at the end of the day, the key thing that matters is the results. What are these students leaving Queen Ethelburga's with? We found out from the man who is ultimately responsible.
Hello, my name's Stephen Gentle. I'm the principal here at Queen Ethelburga's Collegiate. Within the faculty, then the students achieved 83% A star and A grades, which is, you know, again, a fantastic achievement. But also within the faculty, they do a lot of vocational qualifications. Now, BTECs get the same university points as A-levels if they get a distinction in their BTEC. That's the same as an A grade. A level, 91% of the grades within the faculty were either distinction or distinction star. So again, on the vocational qualifications, the results are as strong as the academic qualifications.
And that is why the faculty consistently ranks just a couple of places behind the college in those all-important league tables. So how did our students particularly get on? Here's Oscar and Jevon.
I got a triple distinction star in business. So, well, that is the equivalent of 3 A stars at A level. Okay. So you have distinction and distinction stars, which are A's and A stars. You have a merit, which is a C, and a pass, which is an E. So really, realistically, you need to be going for the distinctions when you are doing any kind of BTEC.
I got 5 D stars overall.
And what comes next for our students? What are they destined for? Apart from greatness, clearly, with those results.
Next to me, well, I'm going on to study business management at Durham University.
I'm going to uni. I'm going to De Montfort to do my interior design degree.
And Jevon is actually going into the army to become an officer, so good luck to him for that. If you'd like to find out more about Queen Ethelburga's faculty, why not visit their next open day, which takes place on Saturday the 1st of October. For more information, head to their website, that's QE.org.
Queen Ethelburga's College on Stray FM's Family Show.